Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station, a valued friend. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Biggs A!
Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you know, we talked this morning about the Kerry Vedvik thing, and of course, this was a guy that was on everyone's radar because we felt a pretty good kicker out of Baltimore could be an answer to their problems. And, of course, he's traded to the Vikings yesterday for a 2020 fifth-round pick. The Bears were involved in conversations about that. They were negotiating with Baltimore. They offered a conditional fifth-round pick. And then the Vikings offered the fifth-round pick. The Bears never had a chance. The Vikings got him. The minute they hit the fifth-round pick, they got him, which makes you wonder – if the Bears had just offered a fifth-round pick, could they have gotten a kid if that's all they were looking for? The Bears obviously couldn't really do a lot. They don't have a lot of draft capital. They couldn't really better that deal. I don't know what they would have done had they had a chance to better that deal. But, you know, now Kerry Vedvik is a guy you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, the Vikings are a team that have had some serious kicker issues before the Bears were good enough to have their own kicker issues, if you know what I mean. Minnesota lost a playoff game because of a kicker when the Bears couldn't win six games, guys. So this problem's a little bit deeper rooted for Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer and the Minnesota Vikings than it is for the Bears, who just had a one-year issue with Cody Parkey, although before that, had certainly struggled to replace Robbie Gould when some of the games weren't as meaningful and they had guys like Connor Barth around to kick. So now, where does that leave them? They've got their two guys on the roster. When you've got two, maybe you've got one, maybe you've got none, and I think you then basically have to scan the landscape and take a look at every team in the league. Who's got more than one kicker on the roster, and what's the status of those guys? Dan Bailey, is he going to be cut loose immediately by the Vikings? Earlier in his career, when he was a member of the Cowboys, he was very successful, very accurate, obviously not good enough for the Vikings to want to keep for this season. So I think you have to take a look at all the options that are out there. Heck, up in Green Bay, guys.
Yep.
They've got Mason Crosby and Sam Ficken battling it out after Crosby had an injury at the start of training camp. So, really, every place that's got more than one kicker, I think you're going to take a look at who they have and what alternatives might be there if Eddie Pinheiro or Elliott Fry isn't the flavor of the month for the Bears.
And let's be honest about what this says, Brad, because I think it says that if Ryan Pace was as involved in trade conversations as we are led to believe, and the reporting is solid here, then it says he's not sold on either one of these guys, and neither one has distinguished himself. So you look at around the league.
No, I wrote about that. Fry's leg strength is a real question mark for me.
Well, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm saying that he is not sold on either guy. And because this says that he needs to look around the league at guys like Cole Hedlund from the Colts, like Joey Sly from the Panthers.
I'd tap the brakes on Sly a little bit.
Okay.
Sly made a big kick, 55, and hit other kicks the other night against the Bears. But He's a guy that had basically just bounced around, and the Panthers signed him 10 days ago because Graham Gano had a sore plant leg, his right leg, maybe his knee's a little bit sore. So I don't know that Sly's going to be an option here. But again, like I said earlier, I think you're looking at all the Slys out there. Every team that's got a second kicker, those guys have to be at least evaluated.
Brad, really sad news in the NFL, the loss of Daryl Drake. Coach Drake died overnight on Saturday, I believe, at training camp in Pittsburgh. They've canceled practice and taken a little bit of time to mourn him. Our condolences go out to his family and to everyone who knew him. And, you know, he was a great coach and a better man. And I got to tell you, when I heard the news, I was so bummed out. And I laughed to myself thinking of you telling the story about how Coach Drake came after you one day at training camp. And he had broken a leg or something.
No, he had like an Achilles.
Achilles problem.
I'm sure you guys have still got the audio of that.
Yeah, he rolled up on me because he drove up in the golf cart to yell at you about it. But that was the kind of person he is. You could talk to him. You could, you know, he would give you his opinion. He was great coming on the air with us. I just I can't tell you just how saddened I am, and I know you must be too.
You know, the thing that kind of struck you about Drake, and it was clearly obvious yesterday after the news spread, is that he was a guy who had a relationship with everybody on the roster. And not every position coach is that way. You know, some of these position coaches, and it's not that this made Daryl a better wide receivers coach or makes other guys not as good as what they do, but Daryl had a relationship with everybody on the roster. And that's a little unique for a position coach. He's not the only guy that's that way, but, you know, the outpouring of respect and the stories that people told, guys that played defense. And part of the reason was that he was around for 9 years. I mean, he was with the Bears for an awful long time. But really, I think that kind of spoke to the man he was, the ability he had to connect with all sorts of different people, and the relationships that he fostered. You know, it was important to him, and he was going to work hard, and he was going to have a good time, and he wanted, you know, you to work hard, and he wanted you to enjoy the time as well, Yeah, a lot of respect for him. Always had fun running into him after he had left the Bears, after that staff had been run out of there, and had a couple beers with him in Indianapolis during the combine back in February. And, you know, we'd always give each other a hard time over a few things, but it was it was an awful lot of fun to spend some time with him.
He would challenge you. I mean, he was a fun-loving guy. He liked to have a good time. He not only had good relationships with players, but he had relationships with everybody in the building, everybody who covered the team.
Yeah.
And they weren't necessarily good relationships, but they were relationships. I can remember one time him coming in to the media room to call me into another room to talk to me about remember Devin Hester was supposed to be the number one receiver,
right?
And had written something that was critical of him, and he talked to me for however long it was a long time about,
is this Hall?
Yeah, about Devin Hester's upbringing and how, you know, this, he's sensitive because of this, and he got to know these guys in a way that assistant coaches at the NFL level don't always get to know these guys.
He was a father figure to a ton of players around the league, and if you look at the list of guys he worked with, it's like a who's who
in the
NFL.
He's super tight with Hines Ward. I mean, Roy Williams, who didn't do a whole lot with the Bears, but was incredible at Texas and had some nice years with the Lions. Good relationship with Larry Fitzgerald, worked with him for 5 seasons in Arizona. And you'd watch him on the sideline before games, and you talk about him having a relationship with everybody in the building. This guy was connected throughout the league, and I think that's just because of the way he conducted himself and went about his business. Daryl was a people person in a business where people like that tend to excel.
Yeah.
And he did a really nice job, and you know, he had multiple opportunities after Bruce Arians left Arizona, a couple different directions that Darryl could have gone, and wound up with the Steelers last year. I know I talked to him about it when it was going on. He had multiple interviews, and he was traveling to talk to some of these teams. And, you know, it was the super tight relationship. He had a bond with Mike Tomlin, and so made the decision to go to Pittsburgh. And it's just it's a shame.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brad, thank you, buddy. Great catching up, as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.